Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Steve Livengood.
Good morning, LaVon.
Steve, you're here with a different hat than you sometimes wear. I'm going to say you have your red Santa hat on.
I have a lot of hats, and one of them is my red Santa hat, okay. Absolutely.
You know, I've been seeing on TV talking about Omaha and the bell ringers and the red kettles and so on. We need to remember that this is not just an Omaha event that happens. It's local also.
And it's not even just an Atlantic event. This is Cass County that we're talking about. I am the Cass County coordinator, not the Atlantic coordinator.
And the coordinator of?
The coordinator of the Salvation Army Red Bell Ringers, the Red Kettle Campaign, yes.
Okay. And it's always good to have some things that are the same. I mean, the purpose and so on is the same, and we'll talk a little more about how you use the money. But there's also a few changes in the wind.
There are some changes. With all the events or the activity happening in Atlantic, people just think that it's the Atlantic. It's actually the Cass County. Some of our, I call them clients, customers, whatever you want to call it, are obviously outside of the county. So this year, we are attempting to, and I've already got one of them scheduled, to put kettles outside the city of Atlantic. We've got kettles in Anita already. We're looking for kettles in Griswold and also in Messina. So, yeah, we're going outside. We're going outside the city.
You're really going to be Cass County.
I am.
That's
I'm going
good
to.
News.
I wonder if they'll give me wheels, a transportation. Probably not. Never mind.
So let's talk about what happened last year, because this has been going on for years and years. That you know, you've had the bell ringers out there and collecting money. So let's kind of do a review of last year.
Last year, okay, we do Saturdays only. Last year we did 4 weekends. This year we're doing 4 weekends. As normal, the realtors do 1 day. So technically we do 4 weekends plus an extra day. They do it on Friday. 10% of what we get contributed to us goes to Omaha for their purposes and for them to provide us materials and everything else. So we get to keep 90% of what we raise. Last year we raised $7,692 and some pennies. And oddly enough, it's not all pennies. But anyhow, so we kept about $7,000 here in the county. Of that $7,000, we use it for Shop with a Cop. We use it for backpack programs, school lunch programs, all sorts of programs, and not just in Atlantic. No.
And is there also some like contingency funds that when a need comes up, it's not all out there budgeted, the total amount?
Budget is not really something that we do. We have an account and we go off of requests. We have customers, you know, that we've used before, but yes, there's it's all available at any time. So,
because I'm sure if we go back and maybe, I don't know, last year, but certainly back in history, somebody gets stuck out on the interstate and help, my car isn't working, or well, I need a place to stay, or some of those kinds of things that are kind of accidental.
Some of that sort of thing. There are other funds available for that. We don't do emergencies, disasters, okay. That sort of thing. You know, if God forbid, your house would burn down or something like that, that is not us. That is the Omaha. That's the 10%. So we don't do the major disaster sort of things. It's the same group, the Salvation Army, but that's not the part that we do. What we do are the community, mostly the school, the Christmas, the seasonal sort of things.
Okay. And if somebody has a request, I guess they can make that.
They absolutely can. All things are considered, so you bet. If you think you have an idea that where we should spend this money, sure, absolutely. Contact us, and I suppose us, because I'm the only guy here, is me. So contact me.
But there are a few other people that are involved.
Oh yes,
with this, right?
Yeah, it is not just me. No, it's just me in front of the mic right now.
Okay.
But we have a large group, large relative speaking. But yeah, there's a half a dozen of us or so. We've got new members actually that we've actually picked up for our board. We have a board meeting, a kickoff meeting, and so we've actually had new members at that meeting last week, I think it was.
Okay, well, that's great to know that there are a number of people that are involved with I guess, the decisions that have to be made.
Correct.
So let's talk about how many total times are there, total slots are there to be filled by volunteers?
Well, it just depends. Dave Hancock works with the Kiwanis, and he runs the Hy-Vee store. I work with everybody else, and I'm running Walmart East, Walmart West, Fairway, the Realtors, and now I guess we're going to do Anita also. So the ones that I have to look for, there's 48 of them. That's 4 weekends at 12 slots per weekend. Dave picks up another 12. Anita, they're doing two positions or two slots right now, and they're just going to do one day, much like the Realtors. The Anita is being run by the elementary school over there with some of their advisors. The Realtors are running with the Multiple Listing Association here, and so they schedule their own people, their own hours, and that sort of thing. All I do logistically is just provide them the equipment to do it with.
Because there is some special equipment. I mean, you have the red kettle, and you got to have a place to hold the red kettle up.
And you know, you got to have bells.
Yes.
So I provide the bells, the aprons, the signs, the tripods, the kettles, and you know the pick it up and the delivery service. And yeah, it's not just I want to do this. You got to have the stuff to do it with.
And important point that you just mentioned, somebody, and that's you, who delivers those materials and also picks up the money at the end of each day.
No, at the end of each shift.
Slot.
At the end of each shift. When I start the day, of course, I have to bring out the kettles and that sort of thing. And I'm running 3 locations and literally on opposite ends of town. And so I can't really start early, because if you're supposed to start at 10 o'clock, I really can't leave the stuff out there at 9:30. And so I'm there at 10, and then when I get to the other end of town, it might be 10:15, 10:20 before I get there. Of course, at the end of the day, it's just backwards. I really can't ask you to stand there till 4:20 when your shift is over 4. So wherever I start, they get to quit a little bit early, and the other guy gets to quit on time.
Okay. But yeah, we usually pick it up overlap. Every hour. Usually, the next volunteer until, of course, the end of the day is showing up and kind of taking over. Too, so
on the signs on the back of each kettle, I have that day's schedule, so you know who your relief is, and you know their cell phone, and of course you know mine in case I have to show up.
Oh, there's nobody here, Steve.
Exactly.
Now what
I'll
do I
be
do?
Right there.
Yes. So when does this start?
This starts on the 3rd of December. Now the Realtors will be out on the 2nd of December. But it starts for us on the 3rd of December, so 3, 10, 17, and the 24th of December. We'll be doing it on Christmas Eve Day also.
Wow. Well, that should put us all in the mood for sure. And what are the hours?
We start at 10 a.m. and we're done at 4 p.m. We run 1.5-hour shifts. I'll talk a little bit about the scheduling. When we had our meeting and I met a gentleman on the sidewalk and he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I had a Salvation Army meeting." He said, "I want the first shift of every weekend at Fairway." So all of those shifts are gone. The bad news for me is when I start, I have to fill all these shifts. The good news for everybody else, when I start, you get the shifts that you want.
Right. So right now is a good time to contact
right
you.
Right now is a very good time, except for the first shift at Fairway.
Right. Well, that's good news, too.
That's absolutely.
And you know, if it's 20 below, an hour and a half gets to be kind of a long time. If it's not, people are really friendly. It's kind of a fun thing to do. You know, you greet people, and then you have the little kids come with their handful of change.
It's so neat at the bigger department, like Walmart, where they pull up, and the mom gets out, and she gets all the kids out of the car, and they hear the bell ringing, and they look at mom, and she reaches in her billfold, and they come running over, and it really does something good for the soul.
It's a good lesson for them. So it's a great opportunity for everybody. And I know sometimes people say, "Well, you know, I was just at Hy-Vee or I was just at Fairway." Well, that's okay. You don't have to put money in every time you go by. So have you ever found, what interesting things have you found in those kettles?
Checks. The first time I went out to pick up the kettles, and it's like, this doesn't weigh very much. There's really not much there, because a 2.5-gallon bucket of coins should be pretty heavy. Mm-hmm. And then I go home and I open them up, and it's like, oh, they're not heavy because they're clear full of paper. Dollar bills, $5 bills, sure, thank you, appreciate it very much. The checks, it kind of amazes me sometimes, the numbers that those people put on the checks. Also, what I've noticed is that the bills won't just fit in the hole in the top of the bucket. You have to fold them up, roll them up, however you do it. Of course, I come back and then I unroll them, make it easier for the bank. And it's, you know, you unroll a $20 bill and it's got 4 or 5 $20 bills in that same roll. And that's kind of humbling when that happens.
You kind of go, oh, my goodness. That has to be kind of fun, Steve.
It is. It's a blast.
And we hope you don't find too much stuff in there that doesn't belong in there?
No, I'm always looking for that gold Kruger Rand. That's that African coin that's a solid gold. I've always been looking for that. Haven't found one yet. Did find a gold coin last year. It was some Mexican something or other. Nobody really knew what it was. I took it down to McAllen, Texas, and they basically told me it was worth less than a penny. So, oh, well.
A little disappointing. Yeah. But whatever.
Yep.
You never know when you open those up what you're going to find. But as you say, it's good that there's not a lot of odd stuff in there.
Oh, right? Yes. Yeah.
Mostly people doing a good job donating for a good purpose and hopefully feeling good themselves as they do that.
And, you know, the buckets have that little funnel-shaped lid on them, and so you don't just have to stand there and put it in. You can just throw the whole handful on top and shake it around, and it doesn't matter if it's a fistful of pennies or a fistful of Susan B. Anthony dollars. They still go in the slot.
All right. And, that's a thing that some people don't like, a lot of change. Well, here's a good place to put it.
Absolutely. You bet.
Pennies or whatever bigger than that.
Maybe we should set one up at the drive-thru. Well, never mind.
So, Steve, now we've talked about you need some helpers to ring the bells. How can they volunteer?
I don't know. Oh, no, wait. They need to call me. I prefer email, but I'm going to give you my telephone number first. If you call me at my home phone and get to leave a message on the machine, it's 712-243-5445. But I would prefer email because that's the way I can schedule things. I don't have to write things down and that sort of thing. It's a little complicated. It's Applewood, but there's only one P. So it's APLEWOOD at Q. That's just the letter Q. It's Quest, but they didn't give us a whole word. I don't know why. But at Q.com. So Applewood at Q.com is the way I would prefer to do it. But you can call me on the email.
Whatever works. But
whatever works.
Apple, I always think about Steve and all your construction work. That's how I remember Applewood.
It's Apple for the teacher. Marie was a teacher, and Wood for the woodworker.
For you. All right. Thank you so much, Steve Livengood, for reminding us about the bells and Salvation Army. Until next time, here's a thought. If we bestow a gift or favor and expect a return for it, it is not a gift, but a trade.